A study by the Journal of Education Finance examining the effect of Pennsylvania's prevailing wage law on school construction found that school districts paid 17% higher labor costs under the Prevailing Wage Act when compared with private sector wages for all labor classifications. Senator Scott Wagner, the bill's prime sponsor, gave an example of how the prevailing wage mandate impacted a local school district.
We had a situation in York County at a school district. They went out and got two prices on replacing a roof on one of their buildings. The non-prevailing wage rate was $84,000. The prevailing wage rate was $126,000. They were required by the state to go with $126,000. And that's very significant money.
Senator Wagner says that his measure would maximize the value of every taxpayer dollar and save the state approximately $500 million. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.